This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Apparently, we had another legend join Snoop Dogg for some hockey play-by-play. We'll get to that in a second. But what was the segment that we used to do where people asked for your advice? Was it just Better Call Chop,
right?
Yeah. That kind of reminded me of that old segment with this story from this poor husband.
Oh, just a terrible story.
877-881-1053 for your advice.
Can we put some music behind this? Because I'm going to read his question, and it's in first person.
Yeah, hold on.
And I don't want to be able to have this used against me in a
Ben and Skin
court of law.
Hold on. All right, go ahead.
I'm a male.
Dang it.
That sucks.
This is a Dear Abby type thing.
Make sure you read it nice and clean.
I'm a male married to a woman who I love and adore and respect more than anything in the world. I think I said respect. It's really respect.
Thanks, Birdman.
The thing is, she sees other men for sex and is open about it. She doesn't have actual sex with me anymore. She says I'm too small there. But she likes that I'm a great provider. She expects me to accept this situation and remain faithful, which I am. Now she wants to have a baby, but it won't be mine, and she insists I accept this too. She knows how much I love her, and I've always accepted how our marriage is. I don't want to lose her. What should I do? Signed, just a provider.
Mm. Now, this was submitted to...
Oh, my computer works now.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's something called Ask Ellie.
Yeah.
I guess it's kind of like a Dear Abby in Canada. This came from the Toronto Star.
Oh, yeah.
So this Canadian guy's got to be the sweetest man of all time to be able to put up with this.
Yeah.
This woman just going around town hooking up with guys who obviously go to BlueChew.com.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And use the promo code RJ. So the response to this is quite simple. Run. Go to a doctor first. Get that fixed. Then go to Blue Chew and get the other problem fixed. But you got to run. That's the advice to you. And then the other advice would be to find someone to impregnate her like she wants. All right? And make sure that this guy has enough money to be able to put up with it.
Well, they're in Canada. There's plenty of Mounties.
Well done.
You know, reminds
me. I'm on a roll today.
This reminds me of this Love After Lockup show that I'm obsessed
Man,
with now.
You talk about that every day.
It's so good.
What channel?
I think it's on tonight.
It's pretty awful.
I gotta look that up.
Awful?
It was on like all seven episodes the other day.
And you didn't like it?
No, it's awful to watch, like cringeworthy in that. You can't believe these suckers.
Did you watch every episode?
I watched about three of them, yeah. The early ones, and my wife was like, oh, did this happen? Did this happen? Did this happen yet? I was like, no, but I have to see that now.
So what happens is you have these people that are desperate, and this is how I feel about this poor guy. It's easy to say run. Just like it's easy for these people who are trying to get with these inmates to say, are you stupid? What are you doing? They're desperate for companionship. They're desperate for love. So they send them money, and it allows them to buy their heroin, and it allows them to get their cigarettes and get their nice, you know, fresh cut in jail. And when they get out, they're like, we're going to get married. They all get married the day after they get out of jail. Okay? They're all like, yeah.
Secure the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's go ahead. Let's get married. And this poor guy, I'd like to see pictures of both.
I would, too. She better be a 10.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he needs to go get his size figured out.
Yeah.
And then
But why does she marry him in the first place? She knew
because
what
she knew. He makes a lot of money.
He's a great provider, eh?
So he needs to go get that
figured
out. I
think you should answer the rest of these questions in a Canadian accent, don't you know?
He needs to go.
If you really want to take this to the next level, eh?
To some kind of therapist to learn how to satisfy a
isn't
lover?
Isn't it amazing how we can mock every other accent and ethnicity, and it's an HR problem, and we get emails, but Canadian, it doesn't matter. It's funny.
Well, he can't just walk away. Yeah. He says he loves her. You know, if he loves the girl and he doesn't want to leave her, then he doesn't really have a lot of options, you know.
Yeah, I hate this woman so much.
I hate, can't stand her.
Hate this woman.
Absolutely can't stand her.
But then there's a point where the guy, you're like, you want to shake him and be like, are you? Yeah. I mean, we've all had that friend you want to shake and say, what are you doing in the relationship? And there's a point where you start to get angry at the person who's the victim because they're so dumb and they don't do anything about it.
It's the one and only Mike Fisher.
Marcia. Marcia, maybe.
Jesus. Stop having sympathy for him after a while.
Yeah. You stop having sympathy.
Need to get him to talk to an organization about that
problem.
That's
good.
You know?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Thankfully, I didn't have to read the second Dear Ellie letter without music because the first line is, I'm in a same-sex marriage with a man who's 32 years younger than me. That had been used against me in a
I didn't see that.
Court of Ben and Skin.
Well, you have to understand that the music bit I play comes from a different channel in the board, so what you're saying is through an opposite channel. So that's actually dry being recorded in the other room.
That's wonderful.
It's called technology, baby.
Okay, so there it is. This poor guy, his wife is sleeping with other people. He can't satisfy her. She wants to have a kid, but she still wants him to go ahead and pay the bills.
Man, I hope he gets an implant. I hope he gets some lessons, and I hope he just goes around town.
And I hope he gets to all of her friends.
Yep.
Oh,
absolutely.
Man.
Sleeps with her sister.
Yeah. Become the new Jeff Bezos.
For real.
Just hook it up with everybody in the neighborhood.
Wasn't that woman with other, like, athletes?
Yeah, Derek Fisher, Tony Gonzalez.
Who has Derek Fisher not gotten with? Seriously.
No, he was in L.A. for a long time.
I'm going to text my wife.
Yeah. Trust me, your wife tells you who she wants to get with.
Yeah, I know she does.
Yeah.
But I'm there.
They're all in Arlington.
I got that one. I got that one.
Okay.
No, Ian Desmond's no longer in Arlington.
Oh, that's right. That's
he
true.
He is gone, thank God.
Okay. So the other day, this Snoop Dogg play-by-play audio went viral, right, Troy?
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. So the Stars and the Kings played last night. Unfortunately, Stars were edged out by the Kings 2-1 at the AAC. Stars are not doing well. But the Kings actually was making a name for themselves earlier this week because they had a brand new guy doing commentary. Snoop Dogg. Yeah, the gigantic hockey fan, Snoop Dogg, doing commentary, coincidentally, during a fight at the game.
Hands up.
Oh, watch out. Oh, he stole on him. He fired on Cuz. Hold on now. Get it cracking then. Let's go. Snoop Dogg in the house. Let me see some. Drop the sticks, man. Let's get cracking, man. To the middle of the rink. Let's go. Number three wanted. I like that. Who was number three for us?
Deion Phaneuf.
Deion, go get cracking,
Deion.
Yeah, go get him, Deion. Get him, Deion. Move, Deion. Get out the way. Go get him. Go get him.
Still charring with him. A little chirping.
Okay, right. I like that.
Listen, I don't know what the ratings are like for LA Kings hockey on television in the Los Angeles area. I would strongly suggest trying to get Snoop on more.
Yeah. Can't go wrong.
That would be amazing to watch and listen to.
Yes.
But what a lot of people didn't realize is that on the other side of the rink was a legend. Doc Emmerich. Go ahead and explain who Doc Emmerich is for those that don't know.
Greatest play-by-play man currently in the business. And I only say that because I am currently not in the business.
Okay. I guess.
Wait, are you going to say greatest play-by-play in any sport?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he has such a distinct sound. It's kind of a whiny, pitchy, it's like I can't do it. But he was doing the same call on the same night as Snoop Dogg, and it was weird because they were so similar to each other. It was outstanding.
Oh, watch out. Oh, he stole on him. He fired on Cuz. Hold on now. And get it cracking then. Let's go. Snoop Dogg in the house. Let me see something. Drop the sticks, man. Let's get it cracking, man. To the middle of the rink. Let's go. Number three wanted. I like that. Who is number three for us? Deion Phaneuf? Deion, go get cracking, Deion. Yeah, go get him, Deion. Get him, Deion. Move, Dion. Get out the way. Go get him. Okay, right, right. I like that.
Little disrespect towards Doc Emmerich. And, of course, the Kings beat our Stars last night at the AAC.
This is a great call.
I can't.
One of his rare ones.
I can't think of Dion Phaneuf, though, without thinking of former Stars great Steve Avery.
Why is that?
Sean Avery. Sorry, Steve Avery.
Yeah, I was right.
Sean Avery.
Sean Avery.
He said, because what?
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, because Sean Avery was used to date Alicia Cuthbert, and then Dion Phaneuf started dating Alicia Cuthbert, and he went in on the, that was the famous, Dion's got my sloppy second.
He got cuff hold.
That's a good reference there.
Thank you. All right. Final Billy Joel tickets are coming up here momentarily. You have your next chance to win $1,000 at 8:16, and it is gray out there.
Ugh.
Not looking good.
I can't see downtown.
I don't know whether the precipitation has started yet, but it's supposed to be a bad, bad weekend.
Why did you say it like that? Why didn't you just say rain?
Yeah.
Okay.
Precipitation. Showing off that American University loan.
You got a thesaurus over there?
The tennis has been canceled throughout the week.
Oh, no.
Yesterday, our big company, the entire company, had to gather, and they took way too long talking, so that had to get canceled. But
Jared
Sandler.
You didn't like our company meeting yesterday?
I thought it was
amazing.
You
didn't learn enough about quarterly earnings?
You know what sucked is, you know, the big 2019 initiative and goal is
reach
goals. So Brian Purdy, who I do love.
Man, that guy's awesome.
The big dog in the building.
That's right.
He goes, so I want you all to reach under your chairs because under your chairs we have 5 giveaways, a large big green egg, $500 gift certificate to Diamonds Direct, $500 this, $500 that,
$150 gift card over here,
and $500 to one more thing. And guess the idiots. Because we try to get in there late and not stay for the whole time. Guess what idiots in the entire company didn't have seats because we all stood up in the back looking like a bunch of meatheads.
Let's see. One of them's you and one of them's me.
Yep.
And one of them's Troy.
Yep, that would be me.
Now, Roy had a seat because he went and stole one.
Well, yeah. After giving one up, see, I'm a gentleman, and I gave one up to one of the women in our company that I figured, hey, she might prefer a seat, and now I wish I hadn't. I wish I'd have just kicked her out of the way and be like, this is mine.
Everybody at 105.3 The Fan was standing up with no opportunity to win,
so
we got frozen out of the giveaways.
We got froze out.
And Mike Fisher, I hope you're listening. I'm going to say this, and Choppy, you're a little bit on the stove here, but Fish is on the hot seat. When you're standing directly in front of the general manager.
Like, literally standing.
Giving the presentation once a year.
She has direct eye contact towards you.
Direct eye contact, like right in front. Get off your damn phone, dum-dum. Staring at nothing but his phone. Scrolling. Phone. And then Choppy a little bit as well. And I turn around to Troy. I'm like, you see these two idiots? But Fish is directly in front of Brian Purdy,
yes,
giving the presentation, not even looking up.
Here's the thing, though.
Oh, this would be real smart for you to support Mike here.
Fish sent out about 10 tweets during that hour-long meeting.
How would you know that?
Because I saw them.
Because you were on your phone.
Because I saw him furiously going.
I could see him.
I have to say, it was better than he was last year during this same meeting when his phone went off. He had the ringer on,
and he took
the call and said, Mike Fisher here, what news do you have to report? As Brian Purdy's talking at the front of the room.
I think that's
better.
Did
you forget that?
That's better than this.
No, that was worse.
No, because Fish's phone was blocking his view.
That was worse.
Yeah. I made sure to make eye contact with, because I could tell when he started talking our way.
What are you talking about?
Because I could tell when his voice would come our way.
Oh my God!
So I looked up.
You are a piece of work.
Yeah, I looked up. So as far as anybody knows, I wasn't on my phone.
Yeah, especially Brian, the guy looking at you,
looking right at you.
He didn't look at me, read it, because I could tell when he was pointing, looking at me.
You're fine, BP. If you're driving it right now, send me a little text if you noticed it or not.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.